Penguin Random House Audio presents Game On by Ceresia Glass. Read for you by Keeler Lee. Chapter 1.
What the hell?
Aaron Galanis scrolled through his social media stream, his frown deepening. What had begun as a pleasant Saturday morning ritual quickly descended into chaos. Hashtag Legends Foul was trending, and from what he could see, every post with the hashtag also tagged Artemis Games. His Artemis Games and Legends Fall, his flagship game. None of the posts were complimentary. Dozens of female gamers had latched on to the negative hashtag in relation to the depiction of women in gaming from working to playing, but by far the majority of the posts used another tag, hashtag misogynoir. His alarm and confusion deepened as he scrolled through post after post. He'd vaguely heard of the term before, but couldn't remember the context. A quick search gave him the answer, but he couldn't believe it. Someone had accused Artemis Games of hating women in general and black women in particular. It made no sense. Aside from his brother, his mother was the most important person in his life. So important that he'd named his company Artemis to honor her. His goal from the time he'd developed his first game was to make games for everyone. To that end, he wanted his company to be a safe space for anyone and everyone, regardless of who they were. As long as they had the talent and the desire and the motivation to help him with his vision, they could have a place on his team. The company's vision statement held a prominent place on the website and in the break room at the office. He did his best to walk the walk. He couldn't understand why someone would accuse Artemis of something so heinous and then blast it all over social media. A viral complaint against Artemis Games was the last thing he needed. Not when he was this close to sealing an agreement on a partnership with We Can, the World Consortium on Autism and Neurodiversity. While many called it a CEO's passion project, he called the certification process the culmination of 3 years of hard work to move his plan of making gaming even more accessible from idea to reality. These charges of discrimination could very well doom the certification and torpedo the promise he'd made to the board of directors. He couldn't allow that to happen. He placed a call to the company's public relations head, speaking as soon as it was answered. "Mark, who's monitoring our social media platforms today?"
"Give me a moment." Mark paused. "Should be one of our junior assistants, Paul, I think."
"Pull them off immediately and put someone with more experience on it instead."
"Did something happen?"
"The hashtag Legends Foul happened. It's been trending for a while on every social media site. We need someone other than a junior assistant dealing with it."
"Let me take a look." A heavy sigh. "Damn it. This doesn't look good for us, and it's the last thing we need right now. I'll get the team on it immediately."
"Good. While they do that, I want you to craft a strategic response that can go out today. We also need people mining the hashtag on all platforms. Find out who started this, who they are, what they want."
"Probably some disgruntled former employee looking to create a fuss ahead of the certification. It will be my pleasure to ferret them out."
"Once you get that response drafted, send it to me for review. I'll contact the rest of the leadership team so that they're aware of what's going on and that we'll have a statement ready soon. Get legal to take a look at it too."
"Of course."
"So, damage control this weekend, Mark. I don't want anyone thinking that we're ignoring this, or worse yet, unaware of the accusations. Then make sure your team is ready to launch an action plan Monday morning. I'll contact the We Can Selection Committee myself."
"I'll make sure the statement says something along the lines of us believing in equity and inclusion and taking these accusations very seriously," he said. "Once approved, we'll release a statement on our website and all platforms. If we're lucky, there will be some new celebrity scandal before the weekend's over, and this will be a bad memory for us. Netizens have a short attention span."
"I'm not going to rely on luck when it comes to the bottom line for this company," Aaron retorted. Just like I don't care whether or not it's a former employee making these charges. Have you seen how many posts with this hashtag there have been in the last hour? And that's just one platform. If we do nothing, this could become a pylon that gets picked up by all the tech sites and then breaks onto mainstream media outlets. His stomach soured at the thought. If these accusations have any grain of truth, I can't let it just blow over. I'll take action so that the public, our team, and our customers know how serious I take this. I don't need something like this hanging over my head when I'm trying to win that accessibility certification.
Understood.
He tightened his grip on his phone. GamerCon is coming up. Even if the hashtag dies down now, it could easily be revived that weekend when the focus should be on our latest development and not social media accusations. If the certification committee hears about this before I can contact them, all his plans would be ruined.
I'll have a plan ready to go Monday morning.
He had no doubt that Mark would take care of it. He was good at his job. Aaron was good at his, too. And there was no way in hell that he was going to sit on his thumbs and do nothing while some unknown poster took pot shots at the company. He'd worked too hard to lose everything over some sour-minded social media posts. But if the accusations were true... Pushing back from his desk, he made his way to the digital whiteboard that took up a large chunk of wall in his home office. He wasn't about to mount a defense without a strategy, and he wasn't going to wait for Mark and his team to produce results. He would do his own research, make a contingency plan, then turn his defense into offense. He would be the one to turn this around. He quickly created a list of objectives. Find the originator of the hashtag. Do a deep dive on the OP, the original poster. Discover if any of their claims were true or an attempt to sabotage Artemis Games. Gather evidence to refute or prove the claims were valid. Praise or punish based on the outcome. Mark sent the statement as Aaron finished his initial plan. He reviewed it, made changes, then sent it back before revisiting his whiteboard. With the game plan in place, it was time to do the work. Returning to his desk, he turned his attention to his laptop. Most of the quote posts and replies were to an account named @rayofsun. Aaron frowned. Why did that name sound familiar? The account's picture was of a black Wonder Woman. No, that was Nubia, Wonder Woman's sister. Was the account holder really a black woman, or was it just a sock puppet? The account name and profile picture remained consistent across most of the social media platforms. He scrolled back through the history on each platform, but couldn't find an actual photo of the person behind the handle. All of the posts dealt with gaming in one way or another. She didn't appear in any of her video reviews or gaming live streams, instead using only audio to accompany her screenshots. No matter how long he searched, he couldn't find any identifiable information, not her legal name, location, nothing. If not for the voice in the audio, he'd think the accounts were fake. So why did her handle sound familiar? Digging some more, he came across another hashtag frequently used by the account, #lightthemup. That was it. Ray of Sun used the Light Them Up hashtag for game reviews, particularly for games and their creators that fell short in the diversity department. There was nothing wrong with campaigning for equality and access in gaming, but reviews with that hashtag were scorching. Now she'd apparently set her sights on Artemis Games. Why? Was she trying to up her clout and follower count by taking on Artemis? He dug a little deeper. She didn't seem to be having any problems monetizing her streams, especially with her inclusion reviews of several games both online and off. Of course, taking pot shots at gaming companies would be profitable. Those Light Them Up reviews got her the most attention, got her panel invites to numerous gaming conventions, and apparently got her paid. He frowned. He or Artemis reps had been to nearly all the cons she had mentioned in her posts, yet he had never seen her. Although he usually flew under the radar at cons, he hadn't heard reports from his conventions teams of being approached by Ray of Sun. Maybe if she had, he wouldn't be dealing with a social media firestorm now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?